This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. Last week we were unable to put out an episode, but in last week's episode, Tayshia officially came in as the Bachelorette, and we also had new guys brought into the house, four of them to be exact. But for once, we are finally able to meet the guys.
Yeah, what do you think about that, them adding four new guys on top of the 15 or 18 they already had?
Well, I'm not surprised, because if you look at the age of the guys that were brought in, they're between like 25 and 32, which we didn't see young guys like that with, they're not many for Claire. So I definitely think they needed to bring in a couple guys just because Tayshia is younger. She is what, 30, 31? Yeah. So I thought it was appropriate. I did feel bad for the guys because they just have every corner is just a new surprise.
I know, that was my feeling. I understood it, and I think it was the right thing, but at the same time, I was just like, these boys cannot catch a break. Definitely. They really can't.
I'm not a big fan of the new guys that were brought in. We had Noah, Spencer, I don't even know the other two guys, Montel, and I don't even know the other guy's name. Oh, Peter.
Montel was cute. I thought he would, we find obviously in this episode, last night's episode, I think he gets sent home, but I thought, actually most of the new guys get sent home except for Noah and Spencer. And Spencer, my first impression, he was definitely attractive, but once he got in and talking to the guys, I was like, okay, he's just like another ego. Mm-hmm. Ego's too high, very confident. Too confident.
Wait, even the guys started calling him out like 5 minutes after he was in the house.
Yeah.
And that's when you know it's a bad sign. He came in, I thought it was funny, but also like cringy. He came into the house and like the first thing he said was, so who was the one that scared Claire away?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was kind of like, that just left a horrible taste in their mouth. Like, you've got to know that you're coming into a whole new thing where these guys are probably already pissed. And I'm like, yeah, that was stupid. But last night's episode, I thought was, I don't know, it was average. I wouldn't say it was anything special, but I did like, you know, we finally got some more dates, some one-on-one time with all the, all the men. And it started off with a group date, kind of continuing off of last week, I would say, because it was
pre-cocktail
party. Because,
the last week we didn't get the final group date.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's how this episode started. Mm-hmm. And so this group date, it was the grown-ass man group date. And I loved how they brought in Ashley and Jared, because we're going to see that as the season goes on. They're going to bring in former contestants just to keep things going, because
they have to. I mean, they're stuck in one place. Yeah,
definitely, it's tough. But so they started off this grown ass man group date with a test, pretty much was.
They were
testing
them on their math, schooling. Yeah, yep, math, spelling, all that.
And you would think the man who went to Harvard would get all the answers right, and they were all like math questions too, which I didn't think were that hard. And he got all of them wrong.
I actually thought it was kind of like, it made me think of him as more humble, because he is very smart and he went to Harvard, but like, okay, how many years ago was that? Like, that doesn't mean he,
right?
It was just funny. And I saw, he got called out because all his math problems were wrong, and then he couldn't spell limousine. But I don't know if you saw the tweet going around that no one acknowledged that Ed also spelled limousine wrong, but they only called out Bennett.
Bennett.
Because he went to Harvard. But it kind of, I don't know, it made me think of him as just more humble. I mean, obviously we all were like, okay, well, is he really that smart?
Did he actually go to Harvard?
Yeah, but he ended up making up for it, which is perfect because, well, kind of. I thought it was really, I can't stand when, we've seen this in almost probably every season. There's always one person that's like, I can't do the competition.
Oh, like, yeah. We saw Viles. Twice in one episode.
Yeah, like we had someone who wouldn't, I remember, I think it was Vanessa. It was Nick Viles and they had to do a like flight simulator. And one of the girls did not want to go on because she's like, I get so sick. She ended up throwing up.
It happened in Peter's season last year too.
With, yeah, Peter's too. There's,
why can I not think of her name? But yeah, one of the girls, when we see it every season.
Honestly. Every. I remember Ari. Remember the girl was crying over the bumper cars or whatever. Yeah. Like it happens every time. And it's just so annoying because it's like, if you, especially for men, like this is your competition. This is your grown ass man. Like you're trying to show Tayshia that you are going to fight for her love. And then like, I don't know. It's like every excuse in the book. And we see it later on with Ed as well. It's like, come on.
Right.
It just makes you look like weak.
Definitely. I mean, I've had what, two knee surgeries, and I feel like that's something I still would have done because of the situation.
Would you have?
At hand. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like I probably have worse knees than Bennett would. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure Bennett did. I've looked this up before. Bennett was a pretty good, pretty sure he was a football player.
Yeah, in high school, from a football past injury.
Yeah. But I don't know. At least try. Don't give it your all, but at least go out there and try.
Yeah, or make something like a joke out of it. Like go out there and do it and like purposely don't try and then be like, well, you know, like I'm injured so I can't, but you know, like, do something. Or I don't know, but it was just interesting because that happened. And then we go on to them having to like cook Tayshia breakfast and serve it to her in bed. And I think that was just, I don't know. It was kind of weird.
It was kind of cringy, but that was a perfect spot for Bennett to like make up for what happened before. And so they had to, some of the guys cooked for him. Jason just decided to take his shirt off because I bet he doesn't know really how to cook. That's my assumption. Or he botched his cooking and was like, well, if I need a Hail Mary attempt here.
Yeah.
But what I was wondering was, how did Bennett make those so quick? He made, sure I don't know the exact pastry.
Those guys probably didn't actually make it. They probably just brought in food, like showed the beginning of them making. And then like, you know, when if you ever watched a cook show, realistically, when you watch like a talk show and someone comes on to cook, they have the meal already pre-made.
Yeah.
Because if it takes an hour to cook, they don't have time for that. So they show you making it and then they pull out the already made one. That's probably what they did.
Oh, I bet. But I was just confused in that moment. I was thinking, how did he make that?
Yeah. But it was funny. I mean, so he was still in his robe.
Yeah. Yeah. And he like, he was the one guy that actually made like their little scene in the, like handing Tayshia the food, like romantic. And I thought that went a long way with her as well as Ashley and Jared. And so I thought that was cool of him. And he did, he was the only guy that got in a robe. I don't know where he got the robe. But he ended up in a robe and then he like laid down in bed with her. But he ended up winning the they got an award for the grown ass man award. But then Ed got, I forget the exact name, but the man child award. And he had to carry around a baby that was crying.
Which is so ABC, like I thought it was funny. It was so weird.
And like poor Ed had to carry it around for like, I think it was like 2 days. Like he always had it.
I feel like he also did it on purpose. Like after, he probably could have stopped after that night.
I thought it was kind of funny, but like it got old.
Yeah. But then they had like a little after party after the date. And I thought it was so bold of Chasen when Bennett wanted to start off and like, it was a little cringy because he was like, Tayshia, can we start? And she was like, hold on, like, can I see how
we're doing? I know, they just sat down.
And Chasen comes in and was like, when she was done, can I steal you? And I would have been mad. I would be like, what the heck? I just asked her, like, wait your turn. But of course, that's not how it works.
And to add on to that, Bennett was still in his bathrobe.
Yeah.
Which I thought was extremely weird. And I can't remember the exact words Tayshia said, but she was like, oh, you, it looks like you dressed up or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Bennett.
Yeah, it did look kind of bad because she was in a dress, but also not all the guys were dressed up. Like Chasen was in a t-shirt and people were saying stuff to Bennett. So it's not like they were like in a, you know, a suit and tie or anything. But yeah, I really liked this part because the rest, obviously this was the second group date. So we got to know more about these guys. We find out that like Chasen has never been in love before, which kind of makes sense now after watching this episode. I think I was able to walk away with that date thinking that she definitely has a connection with Ben. Like she was so smitten after kissing Ben.
Oh, definitely.
And same with, I think I was it? No.
Yeah, Ivan. Yeah.
Ivan.
Yeah, they had a good
connection. Made a great impression on her too.
Definitely. And also to something to add back to Chasen, going when you go on this show, even if you've never been in love, don't say it. Because I feel like every person that ever says it gets kicked off. Like every season.
Yeah.
You say it, and then like in this is just a foreshadow, but in the Bachelor trailer, Matt says he's never been in love, and I was like, well, this will be an interesting season.
Yeah,
but back to Ivan and Ben, I definitely did think they made a great impression, and I think those two may be like front runners right now, or at least in like the top three in Tayshia's mind.
I know at the end of this I want to hear, because I like finally now feel like I can pick my bottom three after, you know, we couldn't at all with Claire, but I definitely now can tell you like who I think will make it far.
Yeah, and we can definitely touch on that later too as well. But like I said before, what's his name? Ed's still carrying the baby around, and he was one of the highlights of last night's episode because him and Chasen just continued to go at it, and he was telling him he's fake, he's phony, he doesn't think he's here for the right reasons, he's just here for the Instagram followers, and that was just the story of the whole entire night.
Yeah, I don't even know, I can't even tell you how many seasons we've had Bachelor and Bachelorette on, but when is anyone going to learn the lesson that why do you waste your time talking to Tayshia about other people saying they're not here for the right reasons? You were just wasting your time with her, getting to know her. And of course we see that, you know, Ed goes to Tayshia and it's like, I don't think that he's Chasen is here for the right reasons, you know, blah blah blah, and it's like, when is anyone gonna learn? Like, we're to the point where I bet you most of these people have watched Bachelor before, at least one season or episode. Like, you know better.
But also, like, it's their first group date with Tayshia, and you really haven't even connected with her, and then you just completely, you know, put a bad light on you as well as obviously the other person, but like you put yourself in the spot where you're probably going to end up not getting a rose.
Right. Or just putting a bad taste in her mouth. And you could tell that she was kind of frustrated about it. I don't know. I just can't tell. Like, I definitely was annoyed with Chasen and Ed, but I can't tell if I think Chasen is fake or not. Like, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of Chasen. I do think, I don't know. I do think Ed was in the right to what he said, but it just dragged on. That was the issue with me, that it just kept dragging on. And he kept bringing it up when it was just unnecessary. Like, he could have just put it to bed.
Right. And I thought Ben, his response was perfect when he had said in his like clip, the whole competition was about grown ass men and being a grown ass man.
Yeah.
And it's like, they don't act this way. The way you two are acting are like your children. So, I mean, I thought he was right. And I think Tayshia is starting to pick up on it. And then Chasen keeps calling her a smoke show. And I'm like, dude, even if you think about it, like, that's something you say to your buddies, like, not something that you say out loud or to her
on national television.
Like, yeah.
And when you're already in such a bad position, and what makes it even funnier, and I started dying laughing, is they talk about it later in the show, but Bennett was like, Chasen said he wanted to choose another adjective for Taysha, but he chose a noun. And that's such a thing Bennett would say, because smoke show is a noun and not an adjective, which I thought was really funny.
I missed that. That is really funny.
Yeah, it was funny. But so Ivan got the group date rose, which I definitely thought he deserved it. Him or Ben?
Yes.
And I think Ben was a little caught off guard, but I definitely think her and Ivan made a huge step in the next direction in that group date.
Yeah, for sure. I put in my notes that I am starting to think that Ben reminds me of JPJ. And I think his personality, he's very goofy. And I think that's why Taysha is like not falling for him, but more smitten for him, because I think she likes a guy that's funny and silly and makes her laugh.
So you know who I think he reminds me of? And I don't know why, but it's Tyler C from Hannah B season. He's kind of just got that structure, but also I don't know. Like he seems in a way like a quiet guy. Obviously he is like funny and jokes around, mm-hmm. but in just a way, I think he just reminds me of Tyler C.
Yeah. I can see it. But then after that, we finally get like an actual cocktail party rose ceremony. We see like more progression with these guys, which is great. I mean, I kept saying that I just love, like, I love Taysha. And she is a smoke show. She's beautiful and she's got a great personality and she's entertaining me. Like, I actually enjoy watching her on TV. They, like I said, from day one, they should have picked her to start with. And we didn't need Claire, but she sent four guys home. Do you know?
Yeah, four.
Four guys home.
I know definitely it was Montel. It was Peter. Mm-hmm. It was Jay. And I can't remember who else.
Yeah, I do remember that two of the new guys went home. But yeah, I can't remember the other ones. But now we're finally, you know, eliminating guys and moving on. And it's, you know, of course, don't expect anything else from Bachelor, that Ed and Chasen are the last two to get a rose.
Oh, of course.
Which is so stupid. She should just send
them
both
home.
And
they're right next to each other, too.
Yeah, they're both children. Just send them both home. But anyways, like then after that, we, you know, it's the next day or whatever. And now we're starting another group date. And like I said, just like Bachelor, it's Chasen and Ed are on this date, which I'm not surprised at all.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a wrestling date. So, of course, all the guys are like, oh, my God, these two are going to end up fighting each other, which Bachelor puts the two of them up against each other, which is just Bachelor again. Like they're good at what they do.
Mm-hmm. And just like in the last group date, we had another appearance from a former like Bachelor Bachelorette star in Wells. And I feel like he's always making appearances. And
I love Wells.
He's just like a funny guy. And
yeah,
I thought that was a great addition bringing him in, but he was like commentating the event with Chris Harrison. But yeah, they were in like the wrestling match, and first they started off. So they told them to start talking smack to each other.
Yeah.
And what I thought was so funny, and I was waiting for somebody to do it. I figured one person would do it, but Joe, who like, doesn't seem like, he seems like the nicest guy in the world. I think him and, what's his name? Brendan, they start talking smack together and he's like, I think you're a really great guy.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, me too. I loved it.
He doesn't seem like he has like a bad bone in him.
Right. So he was like, I can't be mean, but it was funny. And I liked it. Like none of them took the smack talk serious. Like you could tell of them are friends because they all were just like being silly. No one was like actually, you know, coming after someone. But of course, Chris Harrison comes in and is like, all right, you guys are going to wrestle each other now. Like, got to make this more interesting. Mm-hmm. And I just kept thinking the whole time, like, you cannot have two guys full on wrestle mashup. Like, you know, they're going to injure each other or they're going to take it so seriously. Cause guys, you know, they like to compete. They like the competition. They want to win. And especially in front of Taysha. Mm-hmm. So we had like three different guys get injured, not serious, but you know, like little injuries. And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, what I didn't understand is why are they playing on like a concrete floor? Like, I'm sure under those, like, why aren't there thicker, like, wrestling mats?
That's probably all they could. I mean, they're in one location with quarantine. It's not like they
like you're asking for somebody to get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably all they could have.
Yeah. Once again, I don't know if, like, you really realize this, but, like, that's their third date where they're half naked.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know what? I was cracking up because me and my two roommates were watching it, one of them being Brendan, and he made a great point and was like, Yosef would not be happy if he was here and saw this date. And I was dying because I was like, that's so true. That all these dates, at least one of them has had a shirt off, whether in the pool or the dodgeball, now this. And yes, but I think they do that a lot with the guys. Like, I feel like that's common that we see them with their shirts off.
Yeah. But so they started all wrestling, and I thought the wrestling was a little funny, and some people were getting, like, thrown
onto
the ground and the mats. But so then Ed was supposed to go head to head against Chasen. And then right when he was about to walk in the ring, he pulled Chris Harrison aside and he was like, I have some shoulder injuries, like something with, like, dislocation or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't do this.
So can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
I thought, and I was, if he did this, I was like, oh my God, what a great guy. I thought he was going to go up to Chris and be like, listen, with all the heat that's gone on between me and Chasen, I really don't think that the two of us should go up against each other. I was not expecting him to say an injury because he was one of the many guys that made fun of Bennett for doing it.
Right.
So I was like, there's no way. And then he did that. And I was like, oh my God. But keep going. Sorry. So he tells him, no, we can't do it.
Yeah. And then so Chasen still goes in the ring and they ask, does somebody want to fight for Tayshia's heart? And so they did bring in, we saw this in a couple previous episodes as well, but the other men that weren't on the group date, they were at the date watching. And
that's so stupid. Noah, I hate that they do that.
Noah decided to jump the fence, and he's one of the new guys too. He jumped the fence, took his shirt off, and wanted to wrestle Chasen, which is a bold move, and I guess fight for Tayshia, but, like, don't enter where you're not welcome in a way, because like, he wasn't on the group date.
See, it's hard because in years past, this is not something that you can do because obviously they bring in a real audience and the men or women are not allowed to go on these extra dates.
Mm-hmm.
So I do get it. Like, if you're standing there, why not jump the fence and be like, I'll join in, where normally that's not going to happen because they're not allowed at the date, but it's not a regular season. So why not?
Yeah,
I mean, there's no rules.
I definitely thought Noah put up a good fight, but Chasen was declared the winner.
As they were
about to leave, Tayshia was like, Noah, would you like to join us tonight, whatever, and he said yes. So he was invited to the cocktail party and the rest of the night, and obviously this did not sit well with the guys.
So she says, you jumped the fence for me. And then Colton season that she was on, he jumps the fence. So,
and what's so funny is he jumps the fence and 5 minutes later he dumps Tayshia.
Yeah, so maybe that's like a thing for her that he jumps the fence. And I mean, it wasn't really a fence. It was like, but still, I first thing that came to my mind, I was like, wait, she was on Colton season and Colton jumped the fence. And it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, of course the guys weren't happy. I mean, these guys have... And he's a new guy too, which didn't help as well. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, he's a new person that they didn't like to begin with. And now these poor guys, they're like, I just want alone time with Tayshia.
And in their alone, in Noah and Tayshia's alone time, you know, they were talking about his little mustache. Oh. And she brought up how just something about, like, shaving it. And then all of a sudden we see Noah disappear. For, I think the guy said, like, an hour he's been gone. And then he comes back to interrupt somebody else's conversation and pulls Tayshia aside. And he lets her cut his mustache.
So bold of her. That's why I like her. Like, she literally was like, I don't like your mustache. You should shave it. And so he's like, okay. Like, I don't know. It's
you don't really see that often with these girls, but yeah, she told him to shave it and he did. He looks so much better.
Yeah, he definitely looks, I don't know where exactly where he's from, but when he shaved his mustache, he kind of looked like very Southern. Like yeah. I thought when he shaved his mustache, I'm trying to find exactly where he's from. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So go figure.
Yeah. Yep.
But I definitely think he looked better without it. It looked really weird with it.
No, I thought he looked way better.
He also does look younger too.
That's what people were posting.
And he's 25 too.
Yeah. I know. I think the mustache aged him a little bit because I wouldn't have thought he was 25. But his maturity level, he's definitely 25. Like he doesn't, he's very goofy and very immature. Not that being goofy is immature, but he definitely is both. And I think that's why she likes him, because she likes that funny, goofy side. But he's definitely like, doesn't seem like someone who's ready to settle down.
Oh, I definitely don't think so. And what topped off the night, and I'm sure pissed off the guys more than you could believe, is he got the group date rose, a date he was not supposed to be on.
Yeah.
That stings. I know I would be pissed if I was one of those guys.
Yeah, and Ben was definitely pissed because, and this is another reason why I love Tayshia, he thought he was confident, way too cocky, and was like, I'm going to be the last one. I'm going to wait around until I feel like talking to her, and we're going to have a nightcap and all this. And she told him, she was like, I'm not waiting around for you. You did nothing. You made no move. Like, sorry, but the night's over. I was like, good for her. Like, she doesn't, like, you're in a competition. Like, this is a show. You're supposed to be fighting for her attention and trying to spend as much time with her. You don't just get to sit around and wait for her to come to you. That's not how this works. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, sorry, no, the night's over. And he was like, not happy. And then of course, Noah took the rose and that was that.
Yeah. I think, I'm probably going to be wrong, but I think going into next episode, I think Ben could get the next one-on-one. And this would be before the next rose ceremony because he didn't get that time. Because if you look, watch the trailer, it does look like he gets a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So I think that he might get a one-on-one because maybe Noah was the one that was supposed to go on the one-on-one. But looking at the trailer, it looks like he is going to get one. But it also could be post rose ceremony because we haven't seen rose ceremonies like scattered. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. He waited too long and he didn't get his chance. And that's kind of on him.
Yeah, so
he definitely should have just interrupted somebody, which is a tough place to be. But I'm sure they had a lot of time. There weren't that many guys on that date. Probably 8.
No, it was a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you have, like, any front runners after last night and last week's episode? Final three, who you think will win, any type of.
I definitely don't. I think it's tough because like nobody has a really, really strong connection with her yet because we still are early on.
Yeah.
But I did really like her conversation with Zach. He seems like a sneaky dark horse kind of guy.
Yep, I agree.
He's just like he's so mellow and he's like a suspicious guy that you just want to keep like getting to know. So I think he might go far. I don't know if it'll be him at the end because I just don't know if he's Tayshia's type, but they are around a similar age, I believe. I'm trying to think who else. I feel like she made a good connection with Ivan, so I could see him going far. I don't know. I definitely think those two might go far. I just don't know who Tayshia's type is and who she's interested in. In terms of like her type of guy. So I just don't know. So I'd say Zach and Ivan because they've had the most connection with her so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she did have a good connection with Ben. So that's another idea.
So those are my three. I think Zach, C, Ben, and Ivan are your final three. Maybe Brandon as a fourth. I think that those four, just based on dates, connections, and trailers, I think that those four are definitely your front runners.
Well, if you watch the trailer, I assume it's a photo shoot because we do see that like every other season of Zach C in a tux and Tayshia in a gown. I assume that's a wedding.
Yeah, they wouldn't have wedding shown that.
Photos.
Photo shoot, a group date.
That's what I assume. I don't know. I like want to believe Bennett will go far, but also he's just like, I don't think he's right for. I do think his the type of guy Bennett is for Tayshia. I just don't think Bennett is for Tayshia. Because I definitely think she needs somebody like sophisticated and not like extremely immature.
So that is last night's episode. Couple Bachelor, I thought Bachelor Nation things. First thing, did you happen to see the trailer for Matt? You did say in the beginning,
yes.
Matt season.
Yes.
What did you think of the trailer?
I think like every other Bachelor season, dramatic girls.
See, I thought that they didn't give as much as they usually do. Like I watched it.
I don't think
like,
they have enough together.
So that's what I was curious. If they're not done filming or if they just aren't ready to release all that. But usually you're watching and you're like, yes, they showed a couple girls crying, but they really didn't give you much like drama. They just show the girls getting out of the limo. And I was kind of surprised by it. I was like, this doesn't make me want to watch.
Yeah. I think it has to do with timing right now, because I think they are, I'm trying to think of the timeline. They probably started filming end of September, like the 24th, maybe. So I think they're wrapping it up now. So they may not have all the footage, and they are also in like a secluded location. So in terms of editing, it might be a little bit difficult. Not having all that set up there. I don't know. I am excited to see Matt, because hopefully for once we actually get a Bachelor end up with the girl he ends with. Because we just haven't seen that recently. Because Peter ends up with somebody he didn't choose.
Colton ends up breaking up with Cassie. Which there's rumors that they're engaged or got married or something. My roommate told me that. Which I was like.
And then you had Colton. And then who was before Colton? Ari,
Ari's married and has a baby, but
they're like one of the only, I know. Yeah, but I mean, at least we saw that go down on the season. Yeah. But like, it's the direction of the Bachelor and Bachelorette it hasn't gone in a great direction. I think Matt could be the one to turn it, and Tayshia as well.
Yeah. Two other Bachelor news things. Two babies. Jaden Tanner had a baby, which is so exciting. Congratulations. Yeah. They're like one of my favorite Bachelor couples. Probably one of the few that's come out of there with like kids and a family and all that. And then Crystal's pregnant, which I didn't even know she was dating someone.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant, and Chris like then all of a sudden started posting all these like model shots of him on Instagram.
I felt so bad for Chris.
I know.
Because he went onto his Instagram story that day, and he was like talking about how his day went and stuff. And he was talking like how he found out, and like his friends were texting him, and he was like, what? And then he was like, it was in shock, and like, he's like depressed. And he says like this past year has been like depressing for him, which is so sad. And then this comes out, and like, I'm sure that was just like a knife to the heart.
Yeah, I felt so bad.
And they got married too. They weren't together that long, probably like a year and a half. They got married.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, remember on Bachelor in Paradise, they had the wedding.
Oh, them. Sorry. I thought you meant the guy that Crystal's having a baby with.
Oh, no.
I was like, wait, what?
No, they're just dating. I don't even think they're engaged.
Okay, yeah.
They've been together for like a couple months.
That's why I was like,
Which I don't understand. Because in terms of the timeline, they've been together. And I think she's kind of like, not far along, but like into her pregnancy. Like, I don't know. I definitely think that took me by shock, and that definitely took Chris by shock.
Yeah.
But I am happy for Jade and Tanner. And I watched a video of them. This was like a month ago, I think. And they were like, this is very likely to be our last kid. So that will top them off with three. And, you know, that's a Bachelor in Paradise love story.
Yes. Only have a few of those.
Yeah, but I think that wraps up everything.
Yeah.
In terms of Bachelor news and what's going on in that world, as well as Tayshia's so far, how things are going in terms of her journey to find love. Mm-hmm. But thank you for tuning in to After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. Make sure to check us out on Instagram at ATFR_podcast, as well as on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more podcast streaming platforms. Make sure on those you like it or follow it so you get notified and updated whenever we post. As well as now we have been updating on our Instagram and YouTube, the video, so you can watch us react live to that. So yeah, thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back here next week.
Yeah, next week will be special episode because I will be back home in New York for the holidays. So Dante and I will get to do a podcast in the same room instead of over Zoom. So that will be a fun change, and maybe we'll bring in someone.
Bring in guests. Yeah, we will see. So we'll definitely be back next week, and we hope you join us as well.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye. Thank you.